long you could get in a wagon to draw?
Wagon load.
How about, if you didn't have a wagon full, let's say you just had a bushel or something in there. It's not a wagon load, it's just a... Is the term jag at all?
No. I'm lost.
What did nails used to come in?
Kegs.
And when you get a bottle of something, the thing that plugs the hole?
Stopper.
And if you wish to fill a bottle, you don't pour directly into it, you get a...
Funnel.
What do you call one of those instruments that you can hold and blow and suck on and make music?
Well, harmonica is on the box, but mouth harp and... Oh, I've heard it called different things. I don't remember now. Harmonica. Well, that's the Jew's harp.
Now, these terms may not be familiar to you, or some of them at least. Some of them will, of course. The part on the wagon that sticks out like this, you have a horse on each side.
Yes, the tongue.
And if you have a two-horse buggy or a one-horse buggy, where you have things
yeah.
Up.
Chefs. You got to work to pronounce that T.
That's true.
And I bet you get shavs.
Most of the time. Shavs. If you wish someone to go out in the barn and get a horse and get him ready and attach him to the wagon, what would you tell him to do?
Oh, hitch up on the bottom.
Hitch up. That
hitch.
Means put the harness on him. Now with a buggy, if you want the horses to go faster, you have something that you can pop.
Whip. Buggy whip.
Around the outside of a wagon wheel, there's a seal thing. Are you familiar with that?
I'm following you, but I'm reaching for a name for it. Rim. Tire. A tire.
And inside the tire, the wooden part?
Talking about the spokes.
No.
Now spokes. You're getting technical on me there.
I couldn't.
The wheel. The wooden part immediately inside the rim, toward the hub.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard.
Between the spokes and the tire.
Between the spokes and
the tire is a steel thing that's fitted on the wooden
yes.
thing and the spokes.
Now, the wooden part, I would call a wheel.
Well, I wouldn't know these things if I didn't have them on the questionnaire.
You're going to have to find an old-timer or a farmer.
What do you call a bar that you put behind a horse? If you say you have two horses and you're hitching them to a wagon, behind each horse there's a bar.
I know the piece, but I don't know what you call it.
Behind each of these two.
Won't you make it multiple choice for me?
Well, I was wondering about whippletree or even or singletree.
Oh, all right. A singletree.
And then behind this there is just one bar. Each of the singletrees are hooked to it.
No response.
Double tree, even.
Oh, well, your friend, Mr. What's his name out here? Tell you about that.
Yeah. Well, this is something I had anticipated. These things just have no relevance whatsoever. I can't answer them. I can now, but I couldn't before I started.
Some of those parts of a buggy, gee whiz, if you'd ask me what the pieces are in the carburetor of a car, I might be able to tell you. But
that's right. Well, these, though, are pretty much standardized.